Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There we go.
3, 2, 1.
I don't think she was ready.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Anna, get off the floor.
Sorry, my headphones were on way too loud. Way too loud.
Sorry, my index page was off.
Felt like I got shot.
I'm supposed to be angry. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Hold on, we got started. That was better.
Okay, I was ready that time.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Okay. Been talking about this all week long on the BDRS. And the news just keeps going and going and going. And it's not going away, which really pisses me off. Let me just start off by saying, I've never really had too much of an opinion on Kathy Griffin. She's successful. She has probably worked very hard to get to where she's at. I respect the fact that she's a multimillionaire and that she sells out theaters and she's on TV and she's been in movies. That's fine. She's never done anything to upset me. Well, this week, she made a lot of ripples, if not tsunamis, within the media when she had a photo shoot, and everybody's already seen the picture. It's a look-alike of our commander-in-chief. She's holding a severed head with blood all over it. It's pretty gory looking, and she's got this really, really cold face, just very serious looking.
Yeah,
it looks a little ISIS-y, you know. That didn't upset me. My reaction when I saw the picture was, wow, that's pretty stupid. That's not going to go well there. I don't know if I'd have done that one right there. I get it. You're trying to push buttons, but that's good. That's a button you don't want to push. Is it worth it? Is the juice going to be worth the squeezy poo on this one? I don't think this is going to work out. Sometimes you got to, use your brain a little bit. I remember when we saw the photo, it was the three of us. It was Anna, Gio, and myself doing the BDRS Tuesday night edition.
Yeah.
Mo was out doing trivia that night. So it was the three of us. And that was when the photo really came out that day.
It did. Earlier that day in the afternoon.
In the afternoon. We looked at the photo. All of us had the same reaction. Yeah, boy. That's dumb. I wasn't mad at her. This is America. You can do what you want. But guess what? Just because you have the First Amendment, that doesn't mean you're not going to be judged.
Right.
You can't go to jail for that picture.
Sure.
But guess what? You can lose endorsements.
Your career.
You can lose theater gigs that are sold out, which she did. She lost Squatty Potty. You were making money literally for people pooping at your suggestion at how they poop. Put your feet up on a stool. Why you make stool? She lost it over this photo. And then, and this is where I'm upset. I'm upset because she's very wishy-washy, flip-floppy, fake to me now. Now I can't respect her because within hours of this decision to release this picture, she decides to make a YouTube video where she has wiped off all of her makeup and messed her hair up to look as pathetic as possible and apologize. Pathetically apologize.
It was a grovel.
Do not claim to be an out there, I'm doing quotation marks, and a edgy comedian when you're going to go on YouTube and apologize immediately afterwards. Own it. Own it. Louis C.K. did a monologue on SNL where he talked about kid rape and terrorism and some of the most edgy things possible because guess what? He is an out there, edgy comedian. Did he apologize? I don't remember seeing that part. Did you see him apologize?
No, sir.
Did you see a YouTube video?
No, sir.
Did you see him crying?
No, sir.
Anna, did you see Louis C.K.?
No, despite being a redhead and white, just like Kathy.
Exactly.
Yep, he kept to his guns.
Yes, now, did some flack come back from that the next day?
Sure.
A little bit, yeah.
He owned it, though.
Guess what? It blew away fast. Why? Because he owned it and he did not apologize like Kathy Griffin, who immediately just backpedaled. Here's what happened. Here's exactly how it happened. We talked about this on Tuesday night. She released that picture. She thought this was going to be great. And by the way, there is a video out there of her photo shoot where she actually says to the photographer, oh, we're going to have to move to Mexico after this one. Ooh, he's going to be upset. So she knew she was poking the bear. She wanted a reaction. She knew the reaction was coming. She knew as soon as Donald Trump saw this picture, Twitter was going to blow up. Donald was going to tweet. The world was going to tweet. She was going to be in the mainstream limelight. Everybody was going to know her name. She is no longer known as the D-list comedian that self-deprecates and sells out arenas to her niche audience.
Gay people.
Mainly. And now she's out there. Now she's edgy. But then she backpedals. Why does she backpedal? I have a good idea why. I believe her publicist, or two, or three, knocked on her door, walked inside and said, okay, Kathy, first of all, your career's over. Your career's over. What the F were you thinking? Why would you do that? There's other ways of making statements without doing that. Dumb. This is the wrong president to F with. You know this is going to come back hard on you. And she's going to go, oh, my God. So what do we do? What do we do? I already did it. It's out there. It's in the web. And then they go, all right, pump the brakes. Calm down. Here's what we're going to do. You're going to make a YouTube video. Wipe that goddamn makeup off.
Probably just slapped her right in the face.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Wipe that makeup off. All right, mess your hair up a little bit. Oh, yeah, perfect. God, you're ugly. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to get on there as somber as you possibly can, and you're going to apologize. It's not going to work. You're still done. This is a shot in the dark. This is a crazy haymaker after you've been getting your ass whooped for 10 rounds. Hopefully it lands on the temple. It's not going to happen. You're gone, but you're going to go ahead and throw it out there. Just throw a Hail Mary here and hope to God it works, but it's not going to work because Squatty Potty and all your gigs are already bailing shit. They didn't know at that time that CNN was going to fire her. They had no idea. And by the way, she works one day a year on CNN. It's not like a real gig. Yeah. So
she's been doing it for 10 years, though.
Great! Not no more.
No.
Not more.
She done.
Guess what? When Anderson Cooper comes out and condemns you, and he is gay.
He was like, hell nah.
He was like, inappropriate. You're done. So she apologizes there, but that's not enough. Maybe people haven't heard of YouTube yet, Anna. So she gets together with her lawyer, who, by the way, is huge in the...
See you next Tuesday.
She is huge.
One of those.
With the female feminist social... activisms... What do you think her title would be? Lisa Bloom.
Her title?
Besides lawyer. What is she known for?
Feminist Tuesday, yeah. Wednesday afternoon turtle.
Perfect. Lisa Bloom comes, they have a press conference the next day that, I don't know, is longer than a movie that she's in. Way too long. Where the apologizing's not over. And she goes from pathetic victim to aggressive meanie within 15 minutes, but Lisa Bloom speaks for a long time, takes what looks to be horribly written comedy pop shots at the president, you know, and talks about things that are unrelated to everything. And look, I'm not a big Trump guy, all right? I'm scared to death of Trump and this whole presidency, the whole thing. I'm more of a middle guy than you'll ever meet. I'm not right. I'm not left. I'm right in the middle. I am just like, what the hell's going on every 2 seconds? So don't think I'm pro-right or pro-left on this. I'm trying to use common sense and logic when it comes to everything around me.
Okay.
As well as I possibly can because the world is nuts. So... if it sounds like I'm defending the president, I'm really not. What I'm defending is common sense here. If you have a career, and she had a very good career,
yeah,
in entertainment.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Why would you risk that for really not even a good bit. It wasn't even good. Like, it was, I'm going to show this severed head of the president. And then what was that for? What was your motive there? And if you say art, you're wrong, because it's not really art.
She was trying to do it for satire. Didn't come across that way at all.
It's exactly what she wanted. She wanted to push buttons. She wanted to get her name out there. And it's really at her level of success. And as long as she's been in the game, she didn't need anybody to tell her not to do that. She should have known not to do that.
And she had a lot to lose.
And she's losing it. And she's losing it. And it pisses me off that she backpedaled as a comedian. If she's a comedian and she is a stand-up comedian, why would you cross that line and then think you're going to just jump back over it and start apologizing? What, you crossed the line. You shoved all in. Your chips are in play. Now you got to own it.
She's all over the board. So she did this really aggressive picture.
Yes.
Then she says, I'm so sorry for it.
Uh-huh.
Now she's playing the victim.
Yes.
And then she said, oh, you messed with the wrong redhead.
Here's audio.
Like, where are you on the board? Where are you?
Here's audio of how she started off her press conference that that Bloom set up. It's like she did an MC set for 15 minutes setting up the headlining set from this press conference. It's unbelievable to me that she would do this picture and not own it. I have no problem with the picture if she just owns it. If she goes, you know what? If it rubbed you in the wrong way, good. I'm Kathy Griffin. I felt like making a statement, and I'm standing behind it. If you want to have the Secret Service investigate me or put me on the terrorist watch list, have at it, you sons of bitches. I'll be over at the blah, blah, blah arena sold out next week. Come take a look at my set. Do that, and then I respect it. I go, this bitch is crazy. Slightly stupid, but I respect it because she owned it, but she did not own it. The day real edgy comics start apologizing every time they do a set, if Ari Shaffir ever starts apologizing, if Joe Rogan ever starts apologizing, if Bert Kreischer ever starts apologizing, then I'm out of comedy. I don't want to be in an industry where people start apologizing for things that they say when they're doing it for entertainment purposes or what they feel is a statement they're doing within the guidelines of the art form that they decided to be in. Here's how she starts off the press conference. It's really, really pisses me off that this button is not working.
I was gonna say.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kathy Griffin. I am really nervous right now. I've never done a press conference.
She's not nervous.
I don't really know how they work.
She's not nervous.
What does the first part of that have anything to do with why she's standing up?
Jump in. What's happening to me has never happened, ever.
Here's what's going on, and I love that the pause button and the play button are very, very laggy on this computer.
Yep.
Here's what's going on. She's also an actress. Obviously not a good actress, because I see right through this press conference. Now she's going full victim mode. Donald Trump is attacking her. The family is attacking her. She wants to spin this to where now she is being attacked by the presidency. She's being attacked by the world because she made an artistic statement. Guess what? Nobody was going to attack her until she released the picture. She knew she was going to get attacked once she released the picture, and now she's playing surprised and victimized. She's smarter than that. She effed up. Plain and simple. Have a press conference where you go, hey, looks like I effed up, but you know what? I'm going to stand behind it because, you know, I'm a, what is she, 60? What is she? How old
like
is she?
56, I think.
56-year-old lady. It's been doing entertainment for
half her life, at least.
At least. She's worked hard. She's earned where she's at. Why now would you go, now I'm going to play the victim role? Unless you are trying to squeeze every emotional tear out of every super left-wing person you possibly can. Because this press conference is loaded with so many buzzwords that get people on your side.
Oh, yeah.
It is so creatively written and masterfully sad. It's
annoying.
I
don't think so at all.
Because
I think it's horribly crafted.
Because you're not a dumbass, Anna.
Thank you.
Is aimed at stupid people.
Yeah.
I hate that most of society is gullible and stupid and eat this crap up. Makes me sick.
In the history of this great country, which is that a sitting president of the United States and his grown children and the First Lady are personally, trying to ruin my life forever. Forever.
Yeah, you took a picture with the likeness of your daddy's head covered in blood, severed like you're an ISIS member, and you posted it on social media. Guess what? Post Johnny Bell Sr.'s
picture up where you're, it looks like my dad's head. I'm going to attack you too. I'm going to retaliate too. It's what you do when somebody attacks your family. You attack back.
Oh, I can't believe it. This is crazy. I'm Kathy Griffin.
I know him. He's never going to stop. I know him. Trust me, if I could redo the whole thing, I would have had a blow-up doll and no ketchup.
She's trying to make jokes within it, and this is further proving her stand-up's not really that good.
I had a blow-up doll with ketchup in it.
What? What?
She said with no ketchup.
She's on stage.
Or no ketchup.
Johnny, she's on stage. She's trying, and this further proves. In this press conference, she goes in and out of crying to absolute zero tears, which somebody that's really upset, it's kind of hard to just stop crying and then start crying again immediately.
And then making jokes.
If you're so,
intermittently.
If you're so distraught and just unbelievably devastated, it's hard to be funny. It's just hard. I hate this button.
Did you hear what?
Hold, please. She's about to talk. 4 second delay. 5 second delay. I hit play like 9 seconds ago on this computer.
Yeah?
What I am. I'm the shiny object. I get it. We all know what's going on here. They're using me as a shiny object so that nobody's talking about his FBI investigation. All right? I get it. I don't think I will have it.
You started it!
And people are still talking about the FBI investigation.
They didn't tell you to take this photo and put it out there so that they can use you as a shiny object. They didn't see it coming, dummy. They didn't see it coming. You started it. Gio last night made the best analogy that you could ever make with this situation. He said, it's like going into a bar, finding a random guy and punching him in the face. If that guy kicks your ass all over the parking lot, you can't scream victim. You can't. And that's what's happening. Her career is getting its ass kicked all over the parking lot, and now she wants to cry and scream victim. You just had to own it. All you had to do was not apologize, not scream victim, and you'd still have a smidgen of your career left. Maybe. But guess what? If you don't, you took the goddamn picture.
Did you hear what Jim Carrey said? Did you hear Jim Carrey's apology for...
No.
I don't know if it's an apology.
I saw a headline. Don't care. I don't care.
He pretty much said that everybody's a hypocrite who's... You know, there's a lot of comedians that are going to bat for her. There's a lot of people trying to stick up for her. Yeah.
Look, who? Yeah. I don't care about the picture. They were going to bat to defend the picture.
Jim Carrey, Jamie Foxx are a couple names I've heard.
Well, how do they feel about her apology? Did they talk about that?
I'm looking at a video from Extra right now.
But that was before this press conference. They came out the day of and said she has the right to do the picture, blah, 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 blah. I agree. You have the right to do the picture. Guess what? Sponsors have the right to pull out. They have the right not to want you on their squatty potty, not to have you in their theater. That's their right, too. You can do whatever you want. I could say a lot of things on this radio station are with the guidelines of the FCC. And guess what? If Cox Media Group deems it inappropriate for this station, I'm gone.
I think it's that fine line that everybody draws or maybe has a hard time drawing where, yes, you have it's that freedom of speech is a bitch thing. Like, yes, you can say whatever you want, but there's consequences to everything.
Freedom of speech doesn't stop consequence.
Exactly.
Know what the hell you're talking about. I get people say that all the time. Yeah. Johnny, you're saying that the First Amendment. I am not saying that you don't have the First Amendment right. I'm saying use your First Amendment right to kill your own career. It's up to you, dumbass.
Yeah.
You can fart in a steakhouse. It's not against the rules, but they're going to kick you out.
I'm going to be honest. He broke me.
Ugh.
He broke me.
Here comes the fake tears.
He broke me. And then I was like, no, this isn't right. This is not right.
It is right.
And I apologized because that was the right thing to do and I meant it.
You did
and
not.
Then I saw the tide turning and I saw what they were doing and I went, oh, okay, they're trying to spin this and they're making it about Barron and...
You're trying to spin it!
That was never my intent. I would never want to hurt anyone, much less a child, but I started to see what was really happening and then it was a mom...
You don't want to hurt a child. You put a picture of his dead dad's head on the on the internet.
I love how she sped up what she was saying over that.
Well, this is the fake crying part. We will take your phone call. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I'll take your phone calls on this, and I don't care which side you're on. I'll talk logically with anybody about this. This is my meltdown. This is why I'm pissed off. This is why I hate this computer. My next meltdown's on this computer.
Oh, boy.
Slow, bitch, computer.
Our mentality pylon. And so many people have expressed to me personally across the country at my shows, they're scared. So, I don't know I don't know if I'm going to get arrested.
Fake news. Fake news.
Boy.
I will reiterate. I am not mad about the picture.
Did I think the picture was cool? No. I think the picture was stupid.
You would not have done it.
There's no shot.
Exactly.
But number one, it's not even funny. It's not worth it. It's not funny. It's bad.
It's violent and aggressive.
It is gross.
Yeah.
It was gross to me.
Yeah, it was grotesque.
And it's not because it's a president. Hold up any fake bloody head and I'm going to go, ugh, I'm eating dinner, dummy. What are you doing?
Especially if it's resembling a real person.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Like if you don't like your barista and you put up a picture of you holding the barista's fake head up.
That's not nice.
Not good. Not good. I'm going to go, bad look. You're stupid. That is stupid, especially when you have a lot to lose. I don't have a lot to lose and I wouldn't do that. You know, I mean, I have two great jobs. But guess what? She makes in one day what I make in a year with my jobs combined. Mm. She has a lot more to lose.
Yeah.
She is a dum-dum. She made a mistake. But the best thing she could have done was just stick to it and let it blow over. And that's what would have happened eventually. But now she just keeps it going with these apologies. And she looks like a giant coward. And it's a bad, bad look. And you know what? It doesn't help stand-up comedy as an art form. Because... are other comics going to jump in and start apologizing every time they say a joke that is that's inappropriate? Joe Coy is a very, very funny comic. This is a little known fact. This really happened to him a few years ago. Hmm. He had a sitcom deal. I forget the actual network, but multi-million-dollar deal.
Yeah, I think I heard the story, but go on.
True story.
Yeah.
He's on stage. His zipper's down.
Yeah.
Doesn't know it. Right. Somebody goes, hey, your zipper's down. He says something cute like, thanks, fag, or something, he says to a guy, just joking around with him. There happened to be a blogger from the LGBT community there that went on a tirade.
So it wasn't even the guy he said it
to? No,
no.
Okay. Somebody in the crowd. Okay. Wrote up a big blog about it, blew it up. He lost his sitcom. He lost a multi-million dollar deal.
That's ridiculous.
Inside a comedy club where his name's on the marquee, where he's known to be edgy and use bad language if he wants to. And... that kind of thing happens. So where is this going to, is this going to start a trend of comics apologizing every time they say something?
Nah, I don't think so.
I sure hope not.
No, I don't.
Because guess what? I'm not doing comedy anymore. I just can't. It's not me. I don't have to. I'm not a guy that curses to curse, but I have to say what's on my mind on stage. And a lot of times it's not what people want to hear. Mary, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Hey, you know, the picture was stupid. The apology was terrible.
Yes.
But the GOP is now using that picture to raise funds.
Right.
It was on the news this morning.
But she opened up that door for him. That's her fault.
I know, but talk about hypocritical. Like, this bitch is so awful now, but now you're going to blast it everywhere to make sure that those who didn't see it actually see it.
Oh, everybody's seen it by now, Mary. I waited a few days. Trust me. I wouldn't have blasted it out within a day or two of it to help out the media storm that's already happened. But being in the media, I thought it's only appropriate for me to give my opinion on it because people tune in from 3 to 6 for my opinion. So if they're going to ask me, I'm going to give it.
What you were saying is absolutely right. The picture was dumb.
Yeah.
The apology was disgusting.
Yes.
The apology made me just pissed off.
Me too.
I didn't like it at all.
That's why we're on the meltdown right now.
But then the GOP said, oh, you know what? We're going to take that and make some money off it. Raise campaign funds. Like, why would you do that? Let this thing go away.
Oh, they're going to do it because they're going to find any way to do it because we live in a world full of scumbags, Mary.
Right, but you could talk about it, but you don't have to be blasting the picture more.
I got a blaster.
There may be some weirdos who haven't seen it.
I'm well known for blasting stupid women and talking about them. Thanks, Mary. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Dan, what's happening?
Hey, she got rid of that apology right when she started claiming she was a victim.
Yep.
But the most disgusting thing about this whole situation is that she's going to get a second chance.
She probably will.
Part of it all.
Yeah, I agree. The tears are going to work on stupid people, I believe, sadly. But yeah, she will get a second chance. I think the funniest thing I've seen all week long is other comics are tweeting out that they are super offended that she keeps calling herself a comedian.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it, pal. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Jason, what's happening?
What's up, Johnny?
Chilling.
Listen, this is a woman who was relevant for 14 seconds in 1987. She has not been relevant since then. She's never been funny. She overestimated her relevance. She thought she could get away with it. She can't. She's an idiot. blast the hell out of her, buddy.
That's what I'm doing, exactly. And I know she's far more successful than I'll ever be, but you know what? I would never risk the little bit of money I have in the bank to make a weak statement, a gross statement, and then backpedal and act like I'm a victim because I'm the one that started the fight. So I absolutely agree. Exactly. Thanks, buddy.
You are 20 times funnier than she'll ever be.
Yeah.
And you don't make policies for it, buddy.
I don't even charge for my shows. Free in Largo, coming up this Friday. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, buddy.
Later, bro. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We'll tear through some more calls, and we'll get to break. Cole, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, man? I just wanted to comment on the Kathy Griffin story. As a comedian myself, I think it's just kind of a sad move for her to go ahead and play the victim. I think she should have stood by it.
Yeah.
I mean, frankly, I'm not that offended by the, you know, I mean, if Louis C.K., If Louis did this and stood by it, it'd be an awesome joke. Bottom line, I mean, half the stuff he says is not even as bad, you know.
I don't think Louis would do it, though. I don't think Louis's stupid enough to do it. I don't think a picture of holding up a severed head really is that good of a joke, to be honest with you, Cole. I think it's a statement. It's a political statement. It's a look at me kind of moment. I think if there's no substance or actual joke behind it, it's really not even good. Was I offended by it? No. But was a lot of people offended by it? Yeah. And I'm a guy that understands that you need the people behind you if you're in the media or if you're an entertainer for you yourself to thrive or to continue to thrive. And when I saw it, my immediate response was, wow, that's stupid. I wasn't offended. I was just like taken back at how dumb somebody could be to do something like this. Thanks for the call, pal. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Keelan, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Hey, Johnny B. Hey, love the show, man. Love you. You're hilarious.
Thanks, bro.
I find issue in the fact that all of a sudden she's playing the victim.
Yeah.
You know, if that were anybody else, if I put that picture up, which, like I said, freedom of speech, that's all fine and well, but if I put that picture up on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, my account would be blocked, banned,
yep.
Yada, yada, so on and so forth. But for her, oh, no, it's comedy, which, what, like you said, not even a funny joke. And now, because there's backlash for it, then she wants to backpedal and say, oh, I'm the victim here. Well, what about the victim that she caused in the initial joke?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. She wanted everybody looking at her, and then once they looked at her the wrong way, now she has to figure out how to get out of it. Thanks, pal. Appreciate
the call.
Remember
when Madonna had that issue a few months back where she stood in front of, the White House and said something about...
She used the F-bomb in a speech.
F-bomb, but she also said something about, what did she say on it? Like, I'd like to bomb the White House, but I don't.
Something like that. And she got on the FBI watch list.
Yeah.
It's the first time anybody's watched her since the Like a Virgin tour. Mike, what's happening?
Hey, Johnny, how you doing, buddy?
Good, buddy.
Hey, you know what? It's the problem with this whole country. Nobody will take responsibility for what they said or did.
Yeah, she
made a stupid thing with what's going on with ISIS, showing military men's head hanging in the air.
Yeah.
And were you going to take responsibility for it? So if you thought it was funny, just take responsibility for it.
That's been my point, and I think a lot of people are echoing the same sentiment. That,
you know,
if you're going to...
I didn't like it.
No.
I didn't like it.
Right.
But I wouldn't have chastised her over it. I would have just said she's an idiot.
Exactly. And move on. I look at her, I go, wow, what a dumb bitch. And I move on. That's my exact response.
But as soon as she started backpedaling,
yep.
I went, no, she's a big idiot.
Yes. Now she deserves to lose everything because now she can't own it. And now she's going to try to pull the heartstrings of America.
If you don't own what you do, you don't deserve to be on this earth.
Well, Jesus, dude, that's a little crazy.
Aren't Kathy Griffin?
No, it's not.
Come on, man.
I've had to own everything I've done in my life.
I know. Where are you going to go? If you can't be on Earth, where are you going to be?
Chop my head off?
I know. What's happening?
No. You have to own what you do.
I don't even own my house. I'm renting. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Phones are lit up. We got to take a break. I really appreciate it. I think everybody's kind of along the same lines.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.